第二篇，英汉口译。
Passage 2, English-Chinese Interpretation.
口译实践。
Text Interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Honorable President Li, I salute you for your leadership and vision in organizing this World Media Summit.The timing could not be better. The Associated Press and I are honored to join with all your guests in exchanging ideas at this moment of profound economic, technical, and cultural change. The marketplace for news content is growing. More people in more places seek out news more often than ever.Yet we don't get paid appropriately for our hard work and the risks we take. Free riders and pirates are claiming they're entitled to our property. Rather than offering one more speech on the pitfalls and potential of the Internet, I'd like to present one concept. We call it the Game Changer. President Li is an avid basketball fan.So I believe he will appreciate this concept. In 1986, an organization known for its intransigence made a small change to a very popular game that it governed for the universities in the United States. The organization, the NCAA, painted an arc on the basketball courts, a semi-oval line,radiating 19 feet 9 inches from a 10-foot-high basket. The game changed immediately. Teams were rewarded with 3 points for successes behind the new arc. Strategies changed. Teams recruited players with an array of skills to counterbalance opponents with one very tall player who dominated scoring from a very short distance.The court, though finite, suddenly was expanded, as spacing spread to half the playing surface instead of the so-called paint right underneath the basket. Defenses that continued to pack the paint would then do so at their peril. Premium scoring was taking place from a new frontier. As we imagine a future for media...This simple basketball metaphor seems to resonate. It suggests the value of avoiding the trap of looking for something big enough to change the big picture. In fact, the small changes drive real innovation. To be a game changer, we should find breakthroughs to common challenges. From all visible signs,The media industry cannot survive by just doing business as usual, creating and marketing content. We are aware that the audience on the other side of the digital bridge seems to be having fun. They're doing other things besides reading news stories, like connecting with their friends on Facebook, networking through LinkedIn, writing blogs by the millions,and following interesting people, places, and things on Twitter. Even before they started paying more attention to each other than to websites, users had adopted search as their online compass for everything, including news. That easy-to-use tool led them to cultivate new sources for what they sought.Wikipedia, once a user-generated curiosity, now sits atop the leaderboard of news and information providers with a staggering monthly audience of 600 million users. The biggest names in journalism are struggling to find their place in this new game, much as the ponderous big men of the paint struggle to compete with the smaller, more fleet-footed outside shooters,from the three-point arc in basketball. A simple change disrupted and improved that game. The smart players and coaches adapted. But this time, we decided to join the fray in a way that could be game-changing. Look at blogging as the foundation for a model of audience engagement. The blog idea served as the center of gravity for the new model, and other audience channels were connected to create an experimental new ecosystem. Twitter became a facility for direct user comments and interaction. Links back and forth to member news providers recruited in advance were included to test the blog's ability to move traffic around a network. The experience provided a model for what a collaborative approach to a networked news environment might look like. Key ingredients being a major portal as a traffic hub, social media like Twitter for audience input, and member participation to create the network effect. The combination was very successful from all perspective. Yahoo's news traffic jumped 20% compared to the norm for AP stories. Participating newspapers more than doubled their web traffic from Yahoo. Twitter drove 27% more traffic to Yahoo than normal. And AP's blog attracted triple the traffic of the regular news story. Not incidentally, we estimate the net potential new revenue generated by the effort to be at least $200,000 greater than expenses. Crowdsourcing web services such as Wikipedia, YouTube, and Facebook have become preferred consumer destinations for breaking news, displacing websites of traditional news publishers. To turn the tide, AP is creating a news registry, a rights management and tracking system. Participation in the news registry would discourage unauthorized exploitation of news content by third parties and promote uses that benefit participating news publishers. Implementation of digital protocols that convey rules pertaining to access and use of published news content would enable publishers to pursue individual and collective licensing opportunities. AP's members have agreed to participate in a news map or a constantly updated index of original news content submitted to the news registry to steer aggregator traffic, including from search engines, to the websites of participating publishers, benefiting the publishers in terms of audience and revenue terms. Finally, AP is creating a news guide, or an aggregated body of unique news content curated by news editors. The news guide would enable news publishers together to create a preferred web destination for consumers of breaking news, which also would serve as a conduit to related content displayed on the publisher websites. Ladies and gentlemen, basketball painted a line on the court. We content providers must understand the changing game of distribution and make a mark to support the future of news gathering that serves the public interest.